on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The National Credit Regulator says more South Africans are living on credit. Recent data shows that the total value of credit granted between October and December last year increased by 4%, pushing the amount on loan up to almost 150 billion rand. The NCR released its consumer credit market report and data from registered credit providers and bureaus yesterday. Industry analyst Letabo Mashiane says the number of credit agreements entered into also ballooned 23% quarter on quarter from 4 million to 5 million.
We can clearly see that consumers are having a difficult time keeping up with their credit in terms of monthly installments across all boards. This is for your mortgages, your secured credit, credit facilities, unsecured credit, as well as short term. We also do see that there's an influx of consumers who are still getting credit. So it shows that the credit cycle is still healthy overall. However, it's still a vicious cycle in terms of keeping up with their debts month to month.
UNISA says it views claims of corruption against its acting chief financial officer in a serious light. Recent media reports reveal that a whistleblower wrote to the varsity's manager 2 weeks ago with claims that Dr. Reshma Mutara had solicited and received bribes from students. Mutara, who's represented by AfriForum, has denied any wrongdoing. UNISA's Professor Namogai Mokgono says an investigation into the allegations is underway.
The relevant departments have been tasked to look into the allegations. Once these departments have concluded their work and advised the university, management will take a decision on the next and appropriate steps to be taken.
A volcanic eruption in Indonesia has forced the evacuation of thousands of people on Sulawesi Island. Mount Ruang erupted 5 times since last night, forcing authorities to issue a warning about falling debris that could cause a tsunami. They've raised the volcano alert to the highest level. Smoke can be seen billowing from the mountain's crater this morning. Officials say residents were sent into a panic last night and some struggled to find evacuation routes when small rocks began raining down on homes as the volcano erupted. And finally, Grammy-winning singers Ashanti and Nelly have announced they're engaged and are expecting their first child together. The couple rekindled their romance last year after getting together first in 2003. Ashanti has shared a video on Instagram saying she'll need about 9 months to prepare for her next show. Back home, we've got a high of 28 degrees in Durban-Maritzburg, 29 Richards Bay, 30. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Real Madrid and Bayern Munich through to the Champions League semi-finals. Stelly's extend unbeaten run to 22 matches and Sri Lanka level ODI series after beating the women Proteas in Poch.